a while that this day was going to come. Well, we've known for a long time this day was going to come, probably. But I was thinking about what for us to do today. And one of the things that, and Nathan and I have spent quite a lot of time talking about this day and how this is going to play out, how to send them off, how to empower them to go to this next position of faith that God has called them to. And as I thought about that, I thought, well, there's some things that on behalf of the church that I want to say to Nathan and Starla, to the kids, but especially to Nathan as he goes to take his first pastorate at a new location. And so I thought, well, we could have this one to say this or this one to say that. And I thought, I'm the pastor, I ought to get to say something. And so this is what we're going to do. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy 4. And we'll begin with verse 1. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1. So as a church, We're sending Nathan and Starla out. We are commissioning them in a new work. And we're sad that they're leaving, but we're happy that God has opened this door of opportunity for them. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And I'm going to preach a little bit, and then I'm going to give Brother Nathan an opportunity to say what he would like to say. We would have give Starla an opportunity. We was afraid she'd just take up the whole service. But anyway, we're going to give Brother Nathan an opportunity to speak. And then we're going to pray over them, their family, as we send them out, as we commission them for this new mission work that God has called them to. 2 Timothy 4. And beginning with verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, matter of fact, it has come, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves. Did you catch that word? After their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I almost did not read that verse. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Our Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. And Lord, we pray for our brother Nathan and for his family this morning as we send them out. We just want to pray for your will to be done in their lives. We pray, God, that you would anoint, that you'd fill them, that you would establish their hearts and the things that you have for them to do. Help us as a church to do what we ought to do in this situation. God, empower us and anoint us to know what we need to do in sending them out. Help us to be supportive. Help us, Lord, to not stop praying for them, but to continue to be a support and love for them. And we just pray that this would be a very special day for them and a special day for the church. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So Paul is writing to Timothy. Now, Paul knows that his time is short. Now, I just want to say a word to our leaders here in this church. You need, and I need, to be bringing folks under our arm to prepare. We need to be mentoring folks to take our place. And really, no matter our age, we need to be doing that. And I want to urge you Sunday school teachers to be doing that. Do it. Don't just talk about it. Do it. And say, well, this would be something nice that we should do. You need to be doing it, and I need to be doing it. We need to be preparing people to take our place. These Awana leaders need to be preparing people to take our place. Jesus may come back tomorrow, but if he doesn't, you and I are getting ready to leave the scene. Now, Paul knew that for sure. He knew his time was coming short. You and I do not know when our time is. We do not know when we're going to be leaving this earth. So we need to be preparing people to take our place in the ministry. And Paul was doing that. So he charges Timothy. Now, if you'll look up this word charge, now we preach a charge when we ordain pastors. We preach a charge when we ordain deacons. We preach a charge when we send people out as missionaries. This is a strong, strong word. In many translations, it'll say, I command you to do this. It's more than a charge. It's not a suggestion. It is a command to do these things. There's some things that make this a charge rather than a recommendation. In verse 1, Paul said, Jesus is coming back tomorrow.